I would like to greet and welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online worldwide. I would like to give you the greetings from our brethren in Portugal who are gathered there, who are listening. We received a joyful message. They just opened the sermon in the radio, and somebody phoned who wants to have literature. So it's a joy for us that the word can still be preached freely and that the people can hear it and accept it. So we greet all very warmly, and we wish all of you God's blessing. We have heard already wonderful songs of our choir, and together we also want to give glory to our Lord. We start with song number 3 from these little booklets. Number 3, are you washed in the blood? Number 3, are you washed in the blood? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, robes be white. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, only washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, of the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? No, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Let us also sing number 14, Showers of Blessing. Number 14, Showers of Blessing.
The There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Thank you. Oh, brothers and sisters, this we wish with all our hearts, that really the showers of blessing might fall upon us, the latter rain, as the Lord promised. And also in Zechariah 10, the Lord says, pray for the rain in the time of the latter rain. I would like to read from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, before Brother Alfred Borg prays with us. Joel, chapter 2, from verse 23. Joel 2, verse 23. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Up to here, brothers and sisters, what a grace. The promises of God are yes and amen, and they are fulfilled also in our days, and we are all still waiting for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the latter rain might fall upon us, as the Lord promised. And I tell you, nobody needs to say that we should rejoice. The joy and the jubilation will come upon us. And we are confident that this day is very near. It could be already today. It's on our hearts. It depends on our attitude, on our condition. But we are coming to the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls. And also today, we look with confidence up to the Lord, with a longing desire in our hearts, with an inner request, Lord, send the rain once again upon all of us. May the Lord also bless us tonight richly, is my prayer. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that tonight we can be gathered at this place. We have come from east and west, from south and north. Today we want to have an experience with you. We want to experience your presence. We thank you for the wonderful word which we heard already, for this word of prophecy. It was already fulfilled. You restored everything what went lost. For this we thank you tonight, and we give you the glory. May you really, as we have sung, may you really open the windows of heaven above us, and may you pour out the showers of blessing upon all your people. Lord, we are not looking on us tonight. We are looking to you, you who you have given promises, and these promises you want to fulfill in them who believe it. Also tonight you are present. Not because we say it, but because the scripture promised it. You are present to work in our midst, to save, to heal, to deliver, to baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, to make everything well. Lord, we give you the glory and we praise your wonderful name. And we place this service under the precious blood which you shed on the cross of Calvary. We ask you together, Lord, come to your right tonight. Give our brother strength to preach your word. Confirm thy word in our midst. Help us and help your people worldwide who are joining us online. Lord, we give your name the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, "This is the day, this is the day." This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Only believe, only believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Also, I would like to welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord, and also greeting all worldwide. Welcoming all of you to this service, and in particular all who are here today for the first time. Feel at home in our midst. We are, of course, a church, a family. We call our God our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. And as the Lord God said to Abraham at his first encounter in Genesis 12, I will bless thee, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Please feel at home. And in particular, we greet our beloved brother from Montreal. May God bless you, our brother from Brussels, and all ministering brethren who are here today. Also, brother Kashimir from Poland. God bless you. May God really bless all from the riches of his grace. Now, afterward, we will ask the two brothers to pray with us and perhaps to give some greetings. Our brother from Montreal and also our brother from Brussels. Greetings from brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Greetings from brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. From brother Müller, from Germany, from Dr. Mbie, DRC, brother Lupondo, South Africa, brother Baumgartner, Switzerland, brother Lotika, Australia, and then greetings from our brethren, from Bashkirian. Greetings from Philemon from Pretoria. Greetings from the Ukraine. Greetings from Brother Trapani. Greetings from Brother Manaka. Once again, greetings from Brother Ellis Wendel from Edmonton. Then greetings from Hungary. Greetings from Brother Nyagi, Nairobi. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur, Kigali. Greetings from Brother Bruce Clute from the University in Cape Town. Greetings from Australia, from Brother and Sister Santos. Greetings from Brother Tony from South Africa. Greetings from Brother Mashi, India. Greetings from Brother Rocher from Rwanda. Greetings from Kinshasa. Greetings from Emmanuel from England. Greetings from Finland, Brother and Sister Holviti, and all the brothers and sisters there. Brother Ilunga from the USA. Then Brother and Sister Cook, Australia. And Dr. Chovava from Zimbabwe. Then Brother Moses Young from the USA. Once again, Brother Yaspi from Abidjan, and from Uganda. Then greetings from Poland, and greetings from Bucharest from Brother John, and Brother Motika from Johannesburg, and Brother Domingo. Once again, Brother Patrick. Then, Brother Leo from Rwanda. Once again, from Mozambique. We are just so grateful that all brothers and sisters are joined with us and with the Lord worldwide. This is that what I ever and always said. By the proclamation, the people must be joined with God, not with the evangelist, not with the preacher, not with the prophet. We must be joined with God, having fellowship with the Lord. Now we ask our two brothers and Brother Arben, please come to translate. We stand up and we will lay this service before the Lord. Our brother from Brussels and our brother from Montreal, please come now. S'il vous plaît, please.
God bless you.
Amen.
We're in Europe. Time is precious. Time is precious. Just a prayer. Just a prayer. Yeah. Who is the brother? Who arranged the meeting in Brussels?
Brother Michel?
Yes.
Michel?
Yes. Brother Michel.
I don't know where he is.
He was in the office today.
Where is he? Michel?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, my God.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, this evening.
Unser himmlischer Vater, wir danken dir für diesen Abend.
We are gathered here to hear your word.
Wir sind hier, um dein Wort zu hören.
We have such an expectation and longing in our hearts.
Und wir haben auch Erwartungen und Verlangen in unserem Herzen.
We know that only you can provide this.
Und wir glauben, dass du nur für uns sorgen kannst.
Give us your food, your spiritual food.
Mögest du die geistliche Speise, Herr,
so that we may be ready.
Und dass wir bereit werden dadurch
for your coming.
Für deine Wiederkunft.
This is why, oh Lord,
deswegen sind wir, Herr,
we are asking your blessings.
Bitten
may
wir
your spirit
Segen. Möge dein Geist
lead us into all the truth.
Uns in alle Wahrheit führen.
Help each one of us.
Hilf jeden einzelnen
may
von
we
uns.
Be filled with your Holy Spirit.
Mögest du uns füllen mit
send
deinem
a refreshment
Geist.
In our souls
und sende uns eine Erweckung in
by your
Seele.
Word and by your spirit.
Durch dein Wort und durch dein Geist.
Bless all the nations who are tuned in.
Segne alle Nationen,
bless worldwide.
Weltweit.
And bless your vessel that you will be
und
using tonight
auch,
and tomorrow.
Das Gefäß, das du benutzen wirst heute
we ask
morgen.
It for your Lord, for your name.
Wir sagen es um deiner Namen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
In dem Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother Tati. God bless you. Yes, just yes. Say greetings and prayers.
Nous vous apportons les salutations des frères et sœurs de Montréal.
Wir bringen euch die Grüße von den Geschwistern aus Montreal.
We bring you the greetings from our brothers and sisters from Montreal, Canada.
Wir grüßen euch und die
gesamte We greet you and the whole bride worldwide. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our heavenly Father.
Wir sind dir unendlich dankbar.
We are so grateful to you for your grace, for your salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the eternal life which you brought us in Jesus Christ. You washed us in the blood, and your people are gathered here tonight. Everywhere your people will be listening. May you open each one's understanding. We are in great expectation so that you are preparing your church so that you can send down your blessing. Bless your servant whom you will use tonight. We thank you once again. We prayed in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the meetings in Brussels last month. The Lord was present. Our Heavenly Father, our God, once again we thank you tonight that you have gathered us here. You know each one of us, and we have come to you. Bless this meeting. Bless your servant. Speak to our hearts. Reveal yourself to each one. May you help each one. May it be with us like the brothers from Emmaus. Did not our hearts burn within us? Lord, bless us. We will expect a wonderful time in your blessing. Praise be to your wonderful name in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
Art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory, Thou alone art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thy truth is marching on.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks be to the Lord for the word which we read already. Thanks be to God for all the promises which he has given to the people of Israel and to the church by his grace. Here in the prophet Joel, there are still two mighty verses in chapter 3. Joel. Firstly, in chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Joel 2, verse 15 and 16. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, and then, verse 16, gather the people, Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. All shall come. All shall hear. Blow the trumpet. To that, what I want to say at the beginning, I read firstly Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And here especially verse 33. Matthew 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. And then, verse 35 and 36, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, one doesn't need to read it to the end. For as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, that's how it will be in the days when the Son of Man reveals himself. We all heard it in the news. The divine order, the divine creation order, officially it's put out of force. They have put themselves over God, over God's word. It's of course written in Genesis. God said to Adam, it's not good that a man is alone. I will make him a helpmate. And this is God's creation order. Be fruitful and be multiplied and fill the earth. Where shall come forth fruit when a woman and a woman comes together? When a man and a man comes together? Where shall it lead to? But let me say it openly, and may the whole world hear it. That what God said in his word counts and is valid only for the church, not for all the others. All the people, all the nations, all the tongues can do and leave what they like. In all the religions, God gave instructions and commandments to the people of Israel. He made a covenant with them. And that, what was proclaimed in that covenant, was not valid for the Moabites or for somebody else, but it was only valid for the covenant people of God. And God already made a covenant with Abraham. And that's how it took place. In the same way, in the New Testament, our Lord says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then we read in Ephesians chapter 4 that God has set the various ministries, not in the many churches, in the hundreds of churches, but he has set it in the church, into the blood-bought flock, in sons and daughters of God, in people who found grace in the sight of God. And as I said it last Wednesday, in all the peoples, in all the tongues, and in all the nations, people are born into this world. But all who are born into this world, they must leave this world once. They have to die. And nothing is as sure in life as death. And therefore, our Lord said in John, in chapter 3, he said, except a man is born again, otherwise he cannot see the kingdom of God. All must respect this and all must accept this. No religion saves you. God did not reveal himself in a religion, also not in the Christian religion or in the Jewish religion. God revealed himself in Jesus Christ, our Lord, personally. He made the new covenant with us, and he shed the blood of the covenant, as written in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to verse 28. So, all the others can really do and leave what they like. And about this, the Lord God will judge at the last judgment, not you and not I. No one is allowed to discriminate others. No one is allowed to look down on others. We must leave everything up to God. But let it be just said here that we are living in a very special time. And that what God decided in the creation order, if that shall not be valid anymore, and then we come to the order in the plan of salvation. God has an order in his plan of salvation. We are living in the day of salvation. And in the day of salvation, we need help. And in Jesus Christ, our Lord, God has given us salvation, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the grace he gave us. But every gift must be received and accepted. Our brother from Brussels, he just mentioned the meeting which we had last month on the 11th of June in Brussels. And on the 11th of June 2017, we remembered that what happened on the 11th of June 1933. On the 11th of June 1933, Brother Branham had his first water baptism, his first tent mission. He was part of the Baptist Church. He came out of it. And then he started his ministry to which he was called. He carried it out. And when he was about to baptize the 17th person in the Ohio River, then something extraordinary took place at around 14 hours in the afternoon with a with the audible rushing, with the audible rushing of a wind, the Lord came down in the supernatural cloud, and from this supernatural light cloud, the mighty words were spoken. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And so, after the many years, how many years were it? How many years passed since 1933? And to the glory of God, we may confess sincerely that the message, the word message, the clear, true, everlasting gospel is now still being preached all over the earth. And we are just so grateful that God has visited us graciously, that the promises were fulfilled from the Old Testament, and our Lord confirmed it in the New, in Matthew 17, verse 11, and also in Mark 9, verse 12, that God wanted to send a prophet like Elijah before the time of grace comes to its end, before the great day of the Lord breaks forth, before the sun darkens, and before the moon turns into blood. And we may believe with all our hearts. And that what we just read now, when you see these things coming to pass, and this our Lord said, when he spoke of the end time, when he spoke of the people of Israel, which would be gathered from the dispersion, coming back from the dispersion. And I noted down some dates. Already on the 2nd of November 1917, the declaration in London that the people of Israel has a right to their own state. And the second declaration on the 29th of November 1947 from the UN, that the people of Israel has a right to its own land. And then came, of course, the 14th of May 1948, when Ben-Gurion declared the state of Israel. And we remembered it, of course, in Isaiah 66, verse 11. It's, of course, written, can a land be born on one day? Can a people be called into existence on one day? And it happened on one single day. Brothers and sisters, we just have to open our eyes and we can see that especially on Israel, Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And then we think also on June 67, on the Six-Day War, when Jerusalem has come into the rulership of Israel, and when the division stopped, when the barbed wire was put away. Also this we said, 1964, I was in Jordan, I was in Beirut, and also then I was in Jerusalem, barbed wire all over, control and control, two passports one had to have. To go from one country into the other country. And when then think about it, that God has given grace until now. But also the other side must be illuminated now. Now, the Palestinian boss requires that the British government shall apologize for the declaration which they made in 1917. One has to just cry. One has to say, oh God, how long shall that go forth? But God is waiting, of course, until the last one is called out from the nations. Only when the church is completed from all nations and when it is raptured, then God turns again to the people of Israel. Then the two prophets come on the scene. And then the 144,000 will be sealed. And they are shown on Revelation 14 on Mount Zion that they shall follow the Lamb. God has a plan of salvation. And the Apostle Paul, set by God, this teacher, wrote in Romans that the Lord God, firstly, he calls from the people of Israel, his people, and then from the Gentiles. And until today, we see how everything comes to fulfillment. From more than 150 countries, they have returned into the land of their fathers. And what really touches me is that Ben-Gurion was born in Poland. We also know Auschwitz, where the camps were of the Holocaust, what went on there. In Poland alone, 3 million Jews were murdered from 1941 until 1945. From 1939 up to 41, all the camps were built, and then it started. And this Ben-Gurion, who escaped everything, he was used by God to declare the state of Israel. God's ways are just wonderful. And we, as Bible-believing people, we bless the people of Israel. And we bless, in the name of the Lord, all nations and all tongues. But this the Lord also said, he who blesses you, him I will bless. And whoever curses you, him I will curse. So, one has to read God's word precisely and putting it into practice and knowing why the Lord God has said it in such a way. Once again, this mighty word, and we all know, whether we read in the prophet Isaiah, whether in Ezekiel, whether in Jeremiah, up to Zechariah chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Mein Volk auf dem heiligen Boden wieder in Besitz nehmen. I will inherit my people once again. And this has taken place in our time. And our Lord said, when you see these things coming to pass, then it is at the door. Then it is near, not only near, but it can happen at any time. And so, we are grateful that we recognize the time and the hour, remaining sober. Please, pardon me when I say this. The suggestion was made, if there is coming still a year 2018, which we think it will take place, then there shall be once again an Israel trip. It is worthwhile, it's really worth it to visit the land of the Bible. And this would be from the 7th of May until the 18th of May, 2018. I just said it so that all might know, God willing, and if the time still lasts, and if there is interest, then we'll once again make an Israel trip. I was there 27 times. I experienced already everything. But now, let us come to that, what we have to preach today. Back to the original. As Moses, the Lord God commanded, as to Moses, do everything according to the pattern which was shown to you on the holy mount. In the sanctuary, everything had to be manufactured just as the Lord commanded, as it was shown to Moses. And all who did something in the temple, be it in the sanctuary, be it in the most holy place, be it the Ark of the Covenant, whatever it was, everything was manufactured just as God has shown it to Moses and told it to him. The heights, the measurements, everything, the details was given. Why do I say this, brothers and sisters? There was a beginning with the people of Israel. There was an exodus from slavery. There was a day on which the Lord God said, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. There was a day on which the Lord God said, on which the Lord God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and he said, I've seen the misery of my people, and I remember my promise which I have given to Abraham. There were days with the people of Israel, and we, as the New Testament church, at the end of the time of grace, we must come back to the beginning, back to the origin, back to the foundation which was laid by the apostles and prophets. We must return, because this is the direct purpose of the last sending, to restore all things. This is not only said in Mark 9, verse 12, also in Matthew 17, verse 11, and also in Acts chapter 3. Him, our Lord, the heavens must receive until the times of restoration of all that what the Lord God spoke by the holy prophets since the world began. Of course, not playing religion, but just respecting the word, coming back to the origin, coming back to the beginning, coming back to the first sermon, back to the first baptism, back to the word, back to the beginning. That's how Brother Branham said it time and over again. And then one can sincerely and honestly, one can say, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But also this must be said once again. We are truly living in a time where the Trinity is so emphasized as never before. It's really strange. It's strange. Yes, and if and then, I think I showed it to you once. It's of course written in Idea Spectrum, this magazine. And if and then sees such Trinitarian pictures, And then the headline, that the Trinity has a common altar. Just imagine this. And this is the well-known picture of the Trinity, that three eternal persons are existing next to each other. This is not correct. God is one God from eternity to eternity. And he revealed himself to us as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. But in all churches, in all denominations, people from their birth up to their burial are lied to, are deceived. And then, as we experienced it last Thursday, brothers and sisters, it really hurts me. It hurts me. Last Thursday, I was at the burial, and next to me, there was the sheep pastor, and our brother Schubert. In his documents, he was still a Lutheran. In his documents, there was written Lutheran. And then the burial institute, this Lutheran church, made this burial. And you can imagine, I was given some time there, yes, to say something. But it's such a pain. Yes. And of course, yeah, the well-known formula. But when she was sitting next to me, and I received time to say something at the coffee and cake, I got some time, and God really put it on my heart. In a few words, 12, 14 minutes, I came to the point, and I just had to say what it is all about, namely that only he who has received eternal life at his lifetime will live eternally, and no man can live eternally without receiving eternal life. Therefore, it's written of our Lord, it's written, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. In the name which is above every name, in the name in which all knees shall bow and all tongues shall confess that he is the Lord. And also this must be said, in the triune formula, not a single act was committed in apostolic times. Not a single act. The church history reports of the year 387, when Constantine was so-called baptized with three drops of water upon his forehead in the formula. Why do I say this? You newcomers, please understand that we must hear God's word in our time. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, then ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, says the Lord. It is thus saith the Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And all who have the fear of God in them, they will respect what the word says. And they will recognize the time and the hour, the message and the messenger. And they will know this is the special time, the completion of the New Testament church. And we really must say, We are not only living in the end time, we are living truly at the end of the end time. Everything has been fulfilled so far that we can really count with the return of the Lord. And we are so grateful with all our hearts, grateful that God has given us this grace to really hear about what he promised for this time. And brothers and sisters, also this must be said time and again from Luke chapter 18, where the Lord had to say to his people Israel, "Oh, if thou would have known at your time the things which serve for thy peace." That's what's all about, to recognize the day, the promises, and then having part in that what God is doing. This is the evidence that we found grace in the sight of God. Also the other scriptures. If we go back to the beginning, whether in Acts chapter 2, whether in Acts chapter 8 or Acts 10 or 19 or 11, everywhere we can read it. What was preached at the beginning, namely repentance, conversion, faith was preached at the beginning. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. And then in chapter 11, Peter testifies that even the Holy Spirit fell upon the Gentiles who believed, as at the beginning in Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, we are expecting that the supernatural takes place, that people are convicted of sin by the Spirit. Our Lord said, convicted of sin, because they don't believe in me. Unbelief is the original sin. And therefore, unbelief leads into the transgression, into the fall. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then, to the faith follows obedience. And so, also today we may say, as at the beginning, the gospel, the word of Jesus Christ was preached, so it is now being preached at the end. And only he who is truly born of God will hear the voice of God. All who play religion, yes. And here we have the evidence. I read it to you from Romans chapter 3. Here Paul set forth some things. Which can be seen as the foundation of the preaching. Romans chapter 3. Paul set forth what it is all about with our faith. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ, by faith in Jesus Christ. Not just the righteous will live by faith, and then one walks on the broad way. No, not just believing in general, faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior, in Him who has shed His blood for us. This faith leads to righteousness. That's how Paul could set it forth by grace. It goes on and on. Verse 24. Being justified freely because the price was paid. You don't have to pay anything for it. No, the price was paid for. Being justified freely by His grace, without any cost, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Of course, not a theory, but here the apostle comes to the point. He comes to the point, namely to the faith in Jesus Christ. Then, in particular, verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. In His blood, it's about redemption. To declare His righteousness. So not just blah, blah, and letting the people walk on. No, telling the people. There is a narrow way. There is a straight gate. And one has to leave the broad way, which leads to destruction. And to this, what one calls general faith, one has to come out and coming back to the scriptural faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And our Lord and Savior went with His own blood as the high priest into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 9, you can read it. And He laid it upon the mercy seat. There are, of course, brothers who think that the time of grace is over already. No, and again, no. We are still living in the time of grace. The blood of the covenant is still upon the mercy seat. Also here, there's a big misunderstanding. If they're claiming that the Lamb has left the throne, the Lamb was never on the throne. You want to read it? In Revelation, chapter 5, it's of course written. Revelation, chapter 5, here it's written where the Lamb was in that moment when the sealed book was taken, namely exactly between the throne and between the four living creatures and between the 24 elders. It's written. Revelation, chapter 5. Here, we can read from verse 5. Revelation 5, from verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Here both is mentioned, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Our Lord is both. He is the Lamb of God, whose blood was shed, and He is the Lion. Who has the last word? Who could cry out, "It is finished"? And on the third day, he rose. Both is mentioned. He as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And then we read in verse 6, especially verse 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne." Please keep in mind the word "in between," in the midst, in between of the throne and of the four living creatures. On one side, and the elders stood a lamb, a lamb. Here the throne, here the lamb, and here the 24 elders and the four living creatures. Precisely set in order, scripturally, we have it before us. I must honestly say, I always have a great pain in me when statements of Brother Branham are misinterpreted and are misplaced. It's our task to place everything what was said scripturally. And I write it now in the circular letter, 1963, nothing took place. 1963, Brother Branham got revealed that what John saw on the Isle of Patmos, of all what would take place and how it will take place. And he placed everything. The lamb didn't take the book. Brother Branham just repeated, and he said precisely what happened in the second, first, third, fourth seal. Everything he set forth, what was revealed in the four seals, then the fifth seal with the Jews who were killed. And just think of it. A simple American preacher, Brother Branham, speaks about this fifth seal, and he says, this refers only to the Jews, because who were killed because of their faith. And he even distinguishes that they had only the testimony, but not the testimony of Jesus Christ. And sometimes, while he speaks of the fifth seal, he mentions the names of them who were responsible in the Second World War, who were responsible for the killing of the Jews. And then in the sixth seal, he placed the tribulation period, namely after the rapture. Everything 100%, he placed it scripturally. And we just can thank the Lord. You can read it in the three scriptures. I noted it down here. In Revelation 5, verse 6, it is written that the Lord was sitting next to the throne, between the 24 elders and between the four living creatures. And then in Revelation 7, verse 17, we have it that he is before the throne. And in Revelation 22, verse 1, that is on the throne. Just everything placed in a order there where it belongs. Where it belongs. In the plan of salvation. That's how it was revealed here in the book of Revelation. And we can thank always that God has sent a prophet in our time. And as we say, time and again, out of conviction, we say, in the presence of God. If there would have not been a messenger, then we would not have a message. If there would not have been a prophet to which the word of the Lord came, because that's how it is written. The word comes to the prophets. The prophets saw visions. They heard the voice of the Lord. They were joined with God directly. God spoke through the prophets. And then we see that in our time, a man of God was on the scene who had to first do an evangelistic ministry. And that he was told on the 7th of May, 1946. It was emphasized, do the work of an evangelist. And Brother Branham, he was hesitating and he said, he didn't say, you are an evangelist, but the angel said, do the work of an evangelist. And we all know, Brother Branham, 1946, he was that man whom God used to start the Pentecostal revival. Before that, nothing was at all. Nothing was. And then it started. Who would have heard anything of an Oral Roberts, Tommy Hicks, or Billy Graham, or Oral Roberts, anyone? No, God had a man whom he could say, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs. And this God fulfilled, and God has sent his prophet. And after the evangelistic ministry came then the revelation of the seals, the introduction, the understanding of the plan of salvation of our God. And in our time, thanks be to God, we have all three areas: the evangelistic part, the teaching part, and the prophetic part. God took care for everything. So, the blood is still on the mercy seat. We are still living in the time of grace. We can still come to the Lord asking for the forgiveness of our sins, receiving it from our Lord. Also today, in this meeting, especially all you newcomers, brothers and sisters, let me say it honestly and sincerely. In the more than 50 past years, I not only wanted to have preached all over the world, I want that from all peoples and tongues, the bride church is being called out, being separated, being purified and sanctified, washed in the word, being found in the will of God, so that we stand unrebukable before the Lord, without spot and wrinkle before our Lord. And to this, the blood of the Lamb was shed to wash us and to take a bath in the word, to let ourselves be corrected and to put away everything what is not in conformity with the word, and to agree with 100% of the word. One doesn't have to be born on a farm to know that wheat is wheat and tares are tares. And as sure as our Lord fell into the ground as the wheat corn and died, John the Baptist preached it already. He will gather his wheat into his garner. We are the divine seed of the word. As sure as the true word of God was preached, as the true seed which the Lord entrusted to us, so sure a pure word harvest will be gathered. That's how it's written. So, coming out from all spiritual confusion and mixing, coming out and experiencing the grace of God personally, a deliverance by the blood of the Lamb, a deliverance from all bad habits, from everything what gives us trouble. It's written, whom the Son of God makes free is free indeed. And then secondly, washed by the washing of the Word. Ephesians chapter 5. Brothers, sisters, we're just so grateful to God with all our hearts that we found grace in His sight. Not deviating somewhere, but saying sincerely, as Paul said, as sure as the truth of God dwells in me. That's how Paul wrote it. If it is about the proclamation, then there must be the truth in it. It must be just correct. It cannot be so and so. It can only be the way as God wanted it, as God said it in His Word. Let us summarize. At the end of the time of grace, God gave the promise to Israel. He fulfilled it, that they are in the country which was given to their fathers. God calls it the land of Israel. And always there are difficulties there, always problems there. It's always like that. Also with us, as the true Bible-believing people, how many problems, how many attacks of the devil. All the others go jubilating, they walk their way. And we are going through so many problems, so many troubles. And as we read from Psalms 124, if the Lord would not have been for us, where would we be? Thanks be to God. And Paul could say, who can be against us if God is for us? Let us summarize what it is all about. Our Lord said, in connection with the gathering of Israel, He said, in the end time, He said, when you see these things coming to pass, then you know that it is near, even at the door. And then the proclamation of the everlasting gospel to all nations, up to the book of Revelation 14, verse 6, the everlasting gospel is being preached to all nations. And this is taking place in our time. And if we emphasize this, then we really mean the true original gospel based on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Not was declared in the 4th or 3rd centuries or in the other centuries what was invented. No! Back to the beginning, back to the foundation, back to the pattern which was given to us from the beginning. And this is the message which God has entrusted to us. Really, coming out from everything. You all know, we are all coming from various churches and denominations and fellowships. Let me say it here. We must leave everything behind us. No mixing. Making a new beginning so that the divine seed can be laid into us. And this we say it time and again. When the apostles speak of the new birth, then of course not of a religious act, but being born again by the everlasting seed of the Word of God. James 1, verse 16 and 17. And 1 Peter. And that's of course written, being born again by the eternal Word of God. It must be emphasized. Although it's a repetition, not what somebody said, but what God said. And the big difference, this Paul said to us in Romans, in the example of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. And now the question, who do you believe? What do you believe? All the churches, all denominations, they have their creed. They know it inside out. But who believes as the scripture says? Who believes God? Not only who believes God, on God, many believe. But who believes God personally? Here we have it. In Romans, in chapter 5. Romans, chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Yes. And then, verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law, and so forth. We have to hear the understanding also of the law and of grace, that through the law we are convicted of transgression, and by the grace we are acquitted. Here, Romans chapter 4, chapter 3, Romans 4, verse 3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God. Abraham didn't believe in God, but he believed God. In God, many believe. All the devil believes and trembles. No, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So, not only believing in God, but believing God, believing God's word with all your heart. And what did Brother Ren say? Not only perfect love will enter there, but the perfect faith in every word of God. Please. Don't put any question mark behind the Word of God. Believe every word of God with all your heart, and then it will be revealed to you. To Him, to our God, be the honor, be the worship with all our hearts, that He has given us grace, that the true, clear message of salvation, be it evangelistic, be it teaching, both, the Lord said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. The same Lord said, and teach and teach all nations. Teach all nations. Not only preaching of the gospel, but teach all nations. And in this teaching, it is then about water baptism. And baptize them in the name of the Son. You all know the word. And before we can baptize in the name, we must know of which name it is about. Shall we say it here every time again? That all the apostles, really they heard it. Peter, Paul, James, John, all heard the Great Commission. Preach the gospel, teach all nations, and baptize. And why did no one repeat Matthew 28, verse 19? Why did all have the revelation? Because they were taught by God personally that God revealed himself in heaven and in the Son and in the church by the Holy Spirit, that it is about the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As 3 times 3 is not 3 times 3, but 3 times 3 is 9. So also the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost is Lord Jesus Christ. One just has to be honest with oneself and telling the truth to the people. If we don't preach the truth, who shall preach it to the people? Who? Thanks be to God that he really sent Brother Branham. He could use Brother Branham also in teaching to bring us back to the origin. Back to the pattern, which is here in the Holy Scripture. We say it with a thankful heart. God has given us grace to leave everything behind us and to believe as the Scripture says and to test us in the Word of God whether we truly can say with all our hearts, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's how it was at the beginning. That's how it is now at the end. Once again, the word addressed to all who have not yet the certainty to be saved, who didn't experience yet a renewing, who did not yet make their personal experience of salvation. Brothers and sisters, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't go from this meeting just as you came, but as written, he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Together we will pray. Together we shall call upon the name of the Lord. And I want to ask today, are you grateful for the revelation of the word, for the understanding of the plan of salvation, and also for that, that God has opened our eyes, that we are living in the midst of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And as we said at the beginning, all the people, they can do and leave what they like. But we, as Bible-believing people, we say with all our hearts, not my will, but thy will be done. And in the church of the Lord, There is a divine order for women, for men, for all the ministries, for everything what God has placed into the church. This must be valid now at the end. Everything will be restored. Everything for the glory of God. And together we glorify the power of His blood, the power of the Word, and the power of the Spirit. And we may say it in the presence of God. We may experience it, that the Lord reveals Himself to us, that He speaks to us, that we know now He addressed me. Now it's my turn. He calls me just as I am. That's how I come to Him. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and all the glory. Also for that, that we are still living in the time of grace, and that the blood of the Lamb is still on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies, and that we can come to the Lord, and that the last call goes forth, and the last message is still reaching the ends of the earth. To Him, the only true God, to the eternal God, be the praise and the glory, now and forever. He visited His people graciously. He opened our eyes, our ears, our hearts. He gave us revelation by His grace. We not only heard the word, by grace we got it revealed. And we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts. To Him be the glory through all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Perhaps the sisters are singing a song to us for the glory of God. We are here in the presence of God. I don't know whether it means for you what it means for me, that the Lord comes down in such a way that we really feel He speaks to us. He is present. He opens our understanding for the Scripture so that we can receive and accept what He ordained for this time. Shall we sing the chorus, just as I am?
Just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Noch gibt es viel Herzen, die
kannst du es dann gehen? Noch gibt es viel Herzen.
Noch gibt es viel Herzen, die es nicht verstehen, warum wir so froh können sein. Wir freuen uns, dass bald wir den Herrn werden sehen, in göttlichem Glanze und Schein.
So
das macht uns so froh, mich ganz
This makes me so happy.
Das macht das so fröhlich.
This makes me so happy.
Es kommt ja mein Heiland und holet mich heim.
My Savior is coming to take me home. This makes me so happy.
Wir singen mit Freuden den Jubelgesang.
We sing with joy the song.
Wenn es auch nicht gefällt,
although some don't like
der Heilige Geist wirkt den Sang und den Klang.
The Holy Ghost is at work.
Er hat uns zum Loben bestellt.
We are here
das
to
macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
This makes me so happy.
Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
This makes me so happy.
Es kommt ja mein Heiland und holet mich
My Savior is coming to
das
take me
macht
home.
Das so froh,
This makes
ich kann
me so happy.
Auch in neuen Zungen, in himmlischem Chor,
in new tongues,
singt Gottes Volk durch Gottes Geist.
The people of God are singing to God.
Des Lammes empor, dadurch es den Heiland hochpreist. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
This makes me so happy.
Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein. Es kommt ja mein Heiland und holet mich heim. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein. Herr Jesus, du König auf göttlichem Thron, wir dürfen uns deiner so freuen. Bald führst du ins Erdreich den männlichen Sohn, das lässt uns im Himmel schon sein. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein. Es kommt ja mein Heiland und holet mich heim. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein. Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
This makes me so happy.
Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
This makes me so happy.
Es kommt ja mein Heiland und holt
My Savior is coming to take me
das
home.
Das macht das so froh, ich kann sein.
Amen. I don't know whether it stood out to you, but right there in Matthew 24, where the Lord spoke of that we should lift up our heads because our redemption is drawing near, right there it is written, time and hour, nobody knows. But we recognized in which time we are living. And we can remain sober. And as I have said also once, we can pray at the evening, we can pray, Lord, if you come tonight, take me to glory. And when we start the day by prayer, we can say, Lord, if you return today, take me with you into your glory. If I would not have all the problems, I could be the most happiest man on earth. But I really, I've seen the rapture, I experienced it in January 1981, No man can imagine it. What such an experience means. Really, experiencing the rapture, seeing the New Jerusalem. I could draw it. I could really draw it for you. I know the Lord returns. I know we will be raptured. But I want that all are part of it, who are now hearing the word of God and who believe it, that together we will be prepared unto the glorious day. Do we have today some in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? We sing once again, "Just as I am." And whoever would like to come to the front, we can pray with you. You can come to the front.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Once again.
As I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come.
It's still the time of grace. Come a bit closer. Thank you. Come a bit closer. Just come. I hope, beloved, that you all can listen now. It's really a decision which you made to consecrate your life to the Lord. And you will remember this day. And when the enemy attacks you, you can say, I consecrated my life to the Lord. It's his life. It's him. It belongs to him for time and eternity. Can you all believe with all your heart that your guilt and sin is forgiven, that God has pardoned you, that you have become his possession by grace? Don't look anymore on yourself. Don't look on your mistakes, on your failures. Look on that, what the Lord has done for you. For God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe on him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is the promise in the Word of God. Also, you young people, receive it, accept it. God does not make empty words. God stands to every word, and it's still written in John 1, as many as received him. Just say now, beloved Lord, I come to you. Say it. Beloved Lord, I come to you. I confess my sins to you. My sinning life, I confess. Be merciful to me. Ask for forgiveness. Say it with your lips. Lord, forgive me. Say it. Open your mouth. Say it to the Lord. I come to you. I consecrate my life to you. And I believe that you redeemed me. I believe that you forgave me by your grace. Let us sing it once again. Just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Dear Lord, you are our Savior. We can just preach your word, but you stand to your word. And it is written, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Dear Lord, especially all you young people, O God in heaven, be merciful, give redemption, give deliverance, give everything what we need, what all need, O Lord. May this day be the day on which the salvation of God was granted to all of you. Let us say it once again. As written in Psalms 103, who forgiveth thee all thy sins and who healeth all thy diseases and who saveth thy life of from destruction and who crowneth thee with mercy and loving kindness. Receive it, accept it, and thank the Lord for it with all your heart, for the redemption, for the deliverance, for the forgiveness, for the full salvation which God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And especially with all you young people, may it be fulfilled. How shall a young boy walk his way without fault? Only when he keeps your word alone. Please, Lord, give it to all in this very serious end time, so near before your return, so that also all the young people may consecrate their lives to you and may put you as the first one. And may they say with all their hearts, thy will be done in my life. Great God, once again, I thank you with all my heart that we can still live in the time of grace, coming to you. You accepted all who called upon you. You have forgiven all who asked you for forgiveness. Blessed and praised art thou, our Lord and God, now and forever. Hallelujah. Let us sing together. Hallelujah. Be praised. And all the people say, he blessed us. He blessed us. We ask Brother Schmidt that he comes and prays with all of us. Gracious God, we are coming to you. And we thank you for your holy word which you are sending. It does not return void, but it accomplishes for what you are sending it for: salvation, healing, redemption, deliverance. We thank you, Lord Jesus. All who are present here, great God, the call has gone forth, not to come to a man they have come, but they came to you, the living and true God, because we believe that your word accomplishes everything for what you are sending it for. We believe that you are present, Lord, in our midst. And so we pray. I pray, Lord. Lord Jesus, all who come to you and all who look up to you, Lord in heaven, you alone are able to make all things well. Lord, you cried out, it is finished. You. Your work of redemption is finished for everyone and in everyone. Lord, please bless all. O Lord, great and little, young and old, Lord Jesus, we also pray for your people all over the world. Bless us together from the riches of your grace so that we praise you and honor you. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice. Very soon we will enter the pearly gates. Very soon. Oh how nice. Very soon we will enter the pearly gates. Very soon, oh how nice, we shall enter the pearly gates. Amen. Just a little while, and he that shall come shall come, and the just shall live by faith. Whatever we heard today, that what we brought to God by prayer, may we keep it by faith. Let us not let the enemy not rob. The enemy comes to sow doubts. The enemy wants to take out the seed which was planted. Let us ponder upon the word as Mary did. Let us not have vain conversations. Let us just thank the Lord, just praising God with a silent heart, walking forward, rejoicing in the grace. The joy in the Lord is our strength. May the Lord bless you all until we meet again tomorrow. Go silently, and the Lord will give you new strength. Rejoice in His grace. Brothers and sisters, we must rejoice. Such days are not returning. It's really the time of grace. And the Lord prepares His people. He calls out the last ones. And by grace, we may be part of it when the Lord completes His work. May the Lord be praised and glorified. Let us sing. We give the glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love,
will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.